From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has taken a step toward reining in the nation's ballooning deficit. He signed an executive order creating a bipartisan commission to make recommendations on what to do about it after Congress failed to act. He says something must be done to get the deficit under control.
Without action, the accumulated weight of that structural deficit, of ever-increasing debt, will hobble our economy, it will cloud our future, and it will saddle every child in America with an intolerable burden.
Mr. Obama made the announcement at the White House with the co-chairs of the new panel by his side, former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles and former Republican Senator Alan Simpson. The administration says the government will finish the fiscal year with a record deficit. Next up for Mr. Obama is a meeting with the Dalai Lama. Wall Street is digesting lots of new data on the economy today. A closely watched gauge of economic performance is pointing higher for a 10th straight month. The Conference Board's index of leading indicators was up 0.3% in January. A big jump in energy costs fueled rising wholesale prices in the U.S. last month, and weekly jobless claims are up. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
Prices at the gas pumps rose in January. That, in part, led to higher wholesale prices for consumers. They jumped nearly 1.5%. That's about double what most economists had been forecasting. Even the core inflation number, which excludes energy and food, rose 0.3%. That, too, was higher than analysts were projecting. The Labor Department also says first-time jobless claims jumped by 31,000 last week after dropping the previous week. It will likely add to worries on Wall Street about stability in the nation's job market. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan is in Islamabad today holding talks with political leaders. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke's visit comes just days after the capture of the Afghan Taliban's top military commander and the ongoing NATO offensive against a Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Speaking in Kabul yesterday, Holbrooke commended Pakistan for its role in the arrest of one of the most sought-after fugitives from the war in Afghanistan, Taliban commander Mullah Baradar, who is second behind the group's founder, Mullah Omar, was captured in a joint U.S.-Pakistan operation in what is believed to be a major blow to the Taliban. Unconfirmed reports emerging from Kabul today said that Pakistani authorities have also detained two Taliban militants who serve as governors in the shadow regime the militants have formed in Afghanistan. The men were purportedly arrested in Quetta. Pakistani authorities had no comment. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Stocks are up this hour on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 22 points at 10,331. You're listening to NPR News. The International Police Agency, Interpol, has put 11 people suspected in the slaying of a Hamas militant leader in Dubai on its most wanted list. Interpol says it has issued its highest level alert to its member countries and that it's acting on the request of authorities in Dubai. Dubai's police chief was quoted by a newspaper in Dubai today as saying that he is almost certain that Israeli agents were involved. Israel has not commented. A suicide car bomb in western Iraq today has killed at least 11 people, including four police officers. A government official says the blast in downtown Ramadi injured at least 21 others. The bombing happened outside the gate of Anbar province's main government compound. The World Health Organization says the pandemic H1N1 flu virus that first appeared 10 months ago should be one component of next fall's regular flu vaccine. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Typically, flu vaccines are designed to protect against three types of flu, and next year's vaccine will too in most countries. The difference is the new vaccine will contain the swine flu virus that touched off a global pandemic last spring. The new virus replaces an older H1N1 virus that's been eclipsed by the new strain. The new vaccine will also protect against an older virus called H3N2 that's still circulating, and a so-called B influenza virus that tends to infect children. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet next Monday to consider the recipe for next season's flu vaccine. They're expected to follow WHO's recommendation. Next Tuesday, WHO advisors will discuss whether the peak of the swine flu pandemic is past. Richard Knox, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.